Thando Qekani from the Eastern Cape. I think I'll start again to members to introduce themselves and also you introduce your interest. I'll start from you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Keith Marvin. I'm a member of this committee and from Gauteng Province.
My name is Mamuma Kadla, a member of the committee from Mamus and Kulu KZN.
Morning, my name is Darryl Worth. I'm a member of this committee and I'm from Free State Province.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Gauta Mokhoro. I'm a member of this committee and a whip as well. I am from the Northern Cape.
Good afternoon. My name is Asper Power. I'm the committee secretary for the committee.
Play content advisor. Good morning. I'm Matilda Mishago, the executive secretary to the chairperson.
Thank you. I want all the parliamentary staff to introduce themselves. Parliamentary staff.
Quite a little bit, committee assistant.
Good morning, Marcus Kwame from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Ngwenya. I am the acting chairperson of Ngwenyama Trust. I think what would be useful is that maybe my colleague on my left would then follow and then on my right. Thank you, Chairperson.
Good afternoon. Morning, Chair. My name is Mahuto Bebe. I'm the CEO of Wemwe.
Good morning, Chairperson and members. My name is Amin Mia. I'm the CFO of the Ngwenyama Trust Fund.
Good morning. My name is Figile Zita, a board member of the Ngwenyama Trust.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Mpho Mashaba, the parliamentary liaison officer for the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform.
Honourable Chairperson and members, my name is Nduduzi Shaban. I'm the Director General of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. I'm here because the minister is the executing authority for Ngwenyama Trust. The board, which is led by Judge Ngwenya, is the accounting authority. They report directly to the minister and parliament, not to me as accounting officer. They only come to me when they want money. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I think everyone, we know each other now in the house. Thank you very much. Let me again welcome you in this meeting. I think this is the first time that we invite you in this meeting as a committee. And we will also receive an apology from the minister and also the deputy minister to the meeting. We didn't receive the documents in time. We received the documents today. In fact, as the members, we received the documents today. But the reason for us to request the documents, because we want to read the documents and we can be able to interrogate the document and answer the questions. I mean, to and ask the questions. So I don't know what are we going to do in this document, because we just received today and we are so much disappointed because we sent the invitation maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But before we start, we would love to have the explanation. Why did you receive the documents today? Before we start, we must have that explanation. Because on Monday, we have a constituency day. The committee secretary told me that they received the document at about 10:30 yesterday. So there was nobody here in Parliament yesterday. That's why we didn't receive anything. So we receive it today. We just received it now, this document. I don't know what is in this document, even me as a chair. I don't have anything in this document. So before we start, I will ask the honorable members to what is it, what can we do? And also I will want an answer that will suit us. Why did you receive this document today? Thank you.
Chair, maybe before we can make our input, because we've posed the question already to the trust members, maybe they can just explain to us as to why we received the document late. But we have what is it, practice, you know, that if we receive documents within before today, it is what we've agreed upon, like at least 2 working days, then there's no way that we can engage with. But then let's then first afford them the opportunity. And maybe from ASCA, can also ASCA tell us when did you receive the document?
Or you want to say something? Because the question is clear.
Yeah, the question is clear, Chair, and thank you very much. I was just going to ask it the other way around. It is now 2.5 years in this parliamentary chair that we have had meetings with various committees, and we've always asked that when there is a document containing information must be sent before time so that we can look at it as members of the committee. And not only look at it, but even to organize a workshop around the document. But why is it so difficult? My question is, why is it so difficult just for the department to forward the document to us in time so that, and when it comes, the secretary of the committee must also make it a point that each member receives it with a clear instruction that you need to go through this, because sometimes you get these things, you know, 2-3 in a day, and you forget them sometimes because of business here. Forget it. And but if the secretary sent with a letter, read and understand, because on such and such a day we will be having a committee meeting, we would like to hear something like that. Thank you.
I think the question is clear. In fact, before the trust answers, I want to know from our committee, so when did he receive this document? In the mic. All here.
Yesterday morning at 10 a.m.
10, yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. What I will do is I will request our CEO to give the reasons, because from the board member's side, we are all non-executive, and we were under the impression that the documents have been forwarded in time. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. what was arranged is that the documents are supposed to sent out on Friday morning. However, on Friday morning, our office had an outage, and then they were not able to send them. Only to realize that over the weekend that they had problems. emphasize that what they sent early morning on Monday didn't come through because the document was actually thick, was heavy to be sent out. So we had to resend it in different files.
To me, it shows no seriousness because sending the invitation 2 weeks and then you start processing the documents on Friday and then there was no electricity. So it doesn't sound clear to me or good to me, but we have taken resolutions here in this as a committee that when we receive the documents, on the day of the presentation, we are not going to listen on that. We send to this, whatever must go back, and then we'll give you another day to come and present us. Because we need to do this. That's very important to us. And we need to know it. We need to understand. So this is a very important document to us. So we're not going to listen to anyone here unless we read this. And then as the committee, we're going to give you the another day. Honorable.
Chair, I agree fully. I see just by the way, looking through it in the short time I've had, that the trust is audited by the Auditor General. But I don't see his comments here anywhere in the documentation. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Chair,
I
want to tell us most transformation as well. Males are in majority.
Mm-hmm.
When they come back, they must also prepare that question. Tell us why the women are not empowered.
Honorable Mukhoro, what is the whip of the committee?
Whip of the committee, Chair, I would align myself with your ruling. It's a ruling, it's not actually a suggestion. That we don't listen to anything here. But then tossing it back to you, Chair, that we have now the document.
Yes.
But before we meet this committee, we must first come together as a committee. The content advisor must take us through the document. You see, from there we start doing justice to all these problems.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, Chairperson, thank you very much. with the explanation given, Chairperson, we still wish to record our apology because the board must take full responsibility. And number two, we also wish to place on record, Chair, that this is the first time that we are invited by this select committee in our 14 years of existence. And thirdly, Chairperson, it would appear that even the invitation did not even know where we are located. I think the invitation was directed to the department, and in the process the department then had to pass over the information to us. I'm not condoning for a moment the fact that we did not comply in time, but at the very least one would have appreciated an emphasis that this committee, this is how it operates, because I know that initially this meeting was scheduled for the 6th of this month, and this we of course got via the channels that I've indicated, and then when it was postponed, I assumed in between and that time and now that whatever documents are necessary would be forwarded in time. So therefore my request, taking into account the ruling, is that maybe the committee can take the opportunity maybe to give us further details in terms of what else do we need to provide, so that when you meet, as you can see, our report, short as it is, it makes reference to certain annexes which I don't see. But maybe we need to be sure that the next time around when we come, we have provided all the information that you want, and we have done so on time. So if there is any other additional information that this committee requires, Chairperson, we'd appreciate it if that could be arranged with us today or maybe sooner before the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I was actually going to also say any relevant information, but here, what appears first here is the report of the auditor. I think that would be one of the relevant information that we need here. And coupled with that, the Ngonyama Trust to me, according to what I think, I'm not sure, it must be
sorry,
a community. Sure, you understand the word action.
activism, what does it mean? It is not parliament that just MPs come here, they sit in the chamber, in the committee boardroom, discuss, and it ends up there. No. I'm sure something has already been mentioned here that tomorrow we'll be heading for the Free State. We mean the whole parliament. It is not the parliament that always sits in the air conditioned boardrooms and offices. We are going out now to the people. Why I want to know about the Ngonyama Trust is one day when we go to KZN, unfortunately we are going to KZN, but the program has already been drawn. But sometimes in the future, we could, if it exists, it is a community, include that in our program to touch base with the Ngonyama community, if it's a community. So we are going to send you back with respect, not to show any contempt, but with respect, we're going to send you back so that when you come here, we are also prepared and you are also prepared. With those short messages, I am sending you away. The meeting is adjourned. We will meet in due course with the invitation of the Second Committee Secretary. Thank you.